Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have a program coming up here at the Extension Office towards the end of May. We want to make sure folks know about. You get lots of requests for a babysitter training here at the Cass County Extension Office, and we are pleased this summer to be teaming up with the Cass County Health System to provide a babysitting basics and beyond training. This 6-hour course goes over the basics of building a successful babysitting business, including things such as caregiving, safety and injury prevention, age-appropriate play, as well as first aid. This class will be offered in 2 different sessions to accommodate schedules. The first session will be 2 evenings in May, the 23rd and 24th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. The second session is scheduled for June 21st, that is a Tuesday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The course is geared towards those ages 11 through 15 who have an interest in learning about building their own babysitting business. The fee is $25 per participant due to the sponsorships from Cass County Extension and Cass County Health Systems. We do have registration forms online. You're welcome to look those up, and for more information, you can give our office a call or find the form online. Those forms are also available in print form at the Extension Office and at the hospital. We do ask for registrations for those classes to be turned in by May 18th in order to sign up for the May 23rd and 24th session, and by June 15th in order to sign up for the June 21st session. Again, that is Babysitting Basics and Beyond, either evenings in late May or a Tuesday all day in June. Find more information on our website at the Cass County Extension Office or at the hospital. As we head into May, lots of things blooming out in the landscape are native plants in your landscape. Native plants certainly can give home landscapes a unique, varied look, but how should they be handled? Many native plants work well in things such as woodland gardens. If you have a garden that you're looking to create a natural look, perennials that are native to the state include wood anemone, wild columbine, jack in the pulpit, goat's beard, Canadian wild ginger, spring beauty, Dutchman breeches, shooting star, wild geraniums, and Virginia bluebell, woodland phlox, Jacob's ladder, May apple, Solomon's seal, bloodroot, false Solomon's seal, and Mary bells are others that work well in this situation. Obtaining these plants is often easy, as they are readily available at many garden centers as well as mail order nurseries. It is highly recommended that you do not remove plants from natural woodland areas, number one, because you can upset the natural balance of fauna in those natural settings, and you also may not necessarily get the type of plant you're looking for, or may dig up other neighboring plants that do not do well in a garden setting. Native ferns also work well in the home landscape, including a northern maidenhair fern, lady fern, wood fern, ostrich fern, cinnamon fern, and the interrupted fern. Most ferns perform best in wet soils in partial to heavy shade. So if you've got a troubling spot that has damp soils and is heavily shaded, you may want to look into some native ferns. Native shrubs also work well, especially in shady or trouble areas. Shrubs well suited to these locations include the serviceberry, pagoda dogwood, gray dogwood, bush honeysuckle, common witch hazel, arrowwood viburnum, nannyberry, and the American cranberry bush viburnum. The only native evergreen shrubs that can be grown successfully in shady areas is the Canadian yew. If you would like more information or a list of native shrubs and ideas on incorporating native plants into the landscaping or establishing a native grass or other native planting areas in your home, ISU Extension does have a wide variety of information available on that. You're welcome to stop by the Cass County Extension Office or give us a call. We'd be happy to send you some links or mail you some publications on that. You can also find a large variety of information by searching the ISU Extension store online. As always, all the information on upcoming events in Cass County, as well as links to resources through ISU Extension and locally, are available on the Cass County Extension website anytime or on Facebook. You can also follow us there. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office anytime, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.